The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Welcome back. This week, we're chatting all about Marrakesh. We will cover why we think you should give Marrakesh a go. In studio with Paul and I is Trish from our sales team. Trish and Paul have both been to Marrakesh before. Hi, Trish. Hi, Paul. You're very welcome.
Good morning, Jill. How are you?
All good. Very excited to speak all about Marrakesh.
Yeah. Very, very different destination.
Yeah. And newly, or more recently, Aer Lingus is on the route now. Is that right?
Yeah. And this is a quiz for anybody who doesn't know where Marrakesh is. It is in Morocco, in the Atlas Mountains. And yes, Aer Lingus have just started flying three times a week to Marrakesh, every Tuesday, Thursday and Sunday for this winter. So a great new winter destination from Dublin to Marrakesh, direct with Aer Lingus. And that's on top of Ryanair flying five times a week to Marrakesh. So out of Dublin, eight flights a week. So that's
phenomenal.
That's over 1,000 seats every week from Dublin to Marrakesh. So we're really, a really interesting, probably a bit unexplored, unknown, and very different destination for Irish consumers. I was just saying to Trish earlier, I don't think there is anywhere as close to Dublin flight time wise, that is as different as Morocco. So you're talking North Africa, bordering the Atlantic coast, Marrakesh's inland city in the Atlas Mountains. It is just stunning. It's not a beach destination, but it most definitely is a good weather, sun, holiday destination. Really hot during the summer, but gorgeous temperatures in the winter. Ideal to get away for a nice holiday break this winter and some incredible prices, because with that competition, what we always see, Jill, when we have Aer Lingus and Ryanair on a route,
yeah,
the flight prices are really competitive, and that's what we're seeing.
Well, that's great. And what is the flight time from Dublin to Marrakesh about?
Just 3.5 hours.
Okay. Yes, about 3 hours, yeah.
That's great.
So like just slightly further than Malaga, you know, so it's you know, Morocco and Spain are just across the Straits of Gibraltar from each other. And Marrakesh is in the north of the country. It's an amazing country. Like, it's a kingdom, incredible infrastructure, really, really first world in so much of the road infrastructure, the train infrastructure, the airport infrastructure, very safe destination, but as I say, really, really different and a great holiday destination, winter or summer. I think better in the winter than the summer because it's not so hot. You know, and even in January, you're talking temperatures of 19, 20 degrees. So really lovely sunshine when we're going to be in dark and dreary Ireland.
And a nice alternative to the Canary Islands for the winter, which
A brilliant alternative because like it's a short flight. So, you know, we know we have flights into Malaga and Faro and we know the weather there is always going to be better than Ireland. It's always going to be blue skies, but it may not be as warm. Marrakesh, that little bit warmer. Okay, you don't have a beach, but they have such a great choice of hotel accommodation that very close to the city, you have these really large resort hotels that have outdoor pools, indoor pools, spas, you name it. Marrakesh is unknown to the Irish market, but really well known to the French, the Scandinavian and the German markets. They have been holidaying here for years. It's almost like their secret has been discovered and, you know, being broadened out in terms of allowing the Irish market and looking at the Irish market in terms of thinking that's something of interest. And you can see that when you have eight flights a week. 1,000 passengers a week are traveling to Marrakesh, so you should be one of them, especially when you see the prices.
And Trish, tell us a little bit about your trip to Marrakesh.
I love Marrakesh because flying into it, you're so close to the city. You're only about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's literally in the suburbs. It's 6 kilometers from the city centre.
Yeah. Wow. That's really cool.
The hotels, some beautiful hotels in it, some luxury hotels, and then you have the 3-star based in the city of it. But the hotels are stunning, beautiful pool areas. You have everything in them. I just loved it and I will certainly be going back to it. I loved how close it was to the city, to going into the city. You have the choice of relaxing by the pool. As Paul said, wintertime, fantastic. Probably a bit hot in the summer, but definitely wintertime. It's definitely one of the, you know, if not up there with the Canaries, I would definitely recommend.
So really a destination that's the best of both worlds with a great sun resort kind of feel and then city break as well, which is great.
You have the weather, Jill.
Yeah.
You have great resort hotels. You have incredibly good value for money. It's a really well-developed, like it's, you know, the city is traditional Moroccan city. It is souks and squares and, you know, snake charmers and, you know, riads, amazing. Like it is exactly as you would imagine Morocco should be. Like, think of the movies and, you know, some of the movies whose names I can't remember would be exactly what you're thinking of when you try and visualize Morocco. And then you layer on that it is absolutely everything you could look for in terms of a holiday destination. As Patricia was saying, you know, you have the traditional riads, which are kind of like small boutique hotels in the city center.
Okay.
So you have the benefit of being great location, close to the squares and walking distance of everything. But you may not have all of the pool facilities, et cetera, et cetera. And just 1 or 2, 3, 4 kilometers from the city, so a very short distance, you have these large resort properties that have been built by Sofitel, Riu, Barcello. All of the big brand names are there. And they have created some great resorts. So year round, this is an amazing holiday destination for families, for couples. As I said, really popular with the French. They've kept it their secret. And there's a real French influence because obviously the likes of Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria were part of the French colonial history. So there's a very strong French influence in Morocco, but so different that you really have to think about it in terms of you won't find something as different, as culturally interesting, as kind of inspiring, I think, in a 3-hour flight from Dublin.
Absolutely. And it's great for families now because a lot of the resort hotels there cater for the families and a lot of them are doing the slides into the pools. And
Oh, brilliant.
They all have, and to get from the hotels that maybe if they are a little bit outside, they have great transport. They have horse-drawn carriages, which is fantastic transport that goes from the hotel into the, into the Medina.
That's really cool. Completely
beautiful.
Different.
Yeah.
So like for like Christmas, for New Year, you know, because it's a new route and because there's more capacity, the prices are going to be better. So if you haven't booked for Christmas or New Year and you're looking for something different, February midterm, Easter next year, have a think about it. Have a look at it in terms of, you know, understanding if you're a family and comparing what the prices might be in the Canary Islands. The traditional holiday resorts are going to be that much more expensive in the kind of school holiday period because they're known. Everybody thinks about it. A lot of the time, the consumer isn't always thinking about the likes of Marrakesh, Morocco. So well worth considering. And I would say to people, don't so much think about it as a city destination. Yes, it is a city and you can do it as a city break because there's so many flights and the flights are, as we say, 8 times a week. So you can do any combination. But in terms of how much there is to see there and how well resourced the hotels are, 7-night holiday, 10-night holiday is the ideal thing. And when you look at the value, like we have on the website, November, December, 7-night holidays, including flights from €330 per person based on 2 sharing in a 4-star hotel. And you can go 5-star for around the €500 mark. You're not going to find that anywhere, you know, in the Canary Islands, anywhere at those sort of price points. And that's because the value is there and it's an alternative. And really, you know, Joe Public should really think about it and talk to us in terms of the ideas and the suggestions around the hotels. Because Trish was saying some great brands there. Really, really good hotels, really good options.
Brilliant. And let's talk a little bit about the top things to do in Marrakesh. Mm-hmm. What would be your favorite things to do, Trish?
I certainly enjoyed the main square there. It's the El Fana Square.
Yeah, Jem El Fana.
The main square is like a walled city in the centre of Marrakesh. The main one would transform by day, by night, by daytime. You go in there, you have street performers, you have snake charmers. It's bustling, it's alive. And then you have also, off of that, you have all the souks, which are just amazing. You can go into the souks, you can buy all the local leathers, ceramics, jewelry, but the spices in it is amazing.
It must be an amazing smell walking in.
I actually did buy saffron myself because it's very expensive here. I bought some to bring home with me. And then at night time in the main square, it just transformed into a food market. And they all meet in there, they gather in there, they eat in there. And they all have the traditional music is going on. So it's like from one transformation to another by day, by night. It's vibrant. The lanterns at nighttime, they are just stunning all around it.
And the cafes and the restaurants overlook the square.
It's just, you can sit out, you can have your dinner there at nighttime, local Moroccan food. It's just fantastic.
And what was your favorite Moroccan food? Did you have a favorite?
Oh, couscous.
Couscous. You like the couscous, great.
And the tagine. As Trish said, everything centres around the square, Jem El Fana Square.
Okay.
And then you have the souks nearby, you have the Baia Palace, you have the Majorelle Gardens, Katoubia Mosque. You just have, you know, you have the Jewish Quarter, which is unusual in a a Muslim country, but there is that. And that is kind of very strong in terms of Morocco as to how safe and integrated the country is. You can do so much. You can do one of the hammam experiences, the traditional Moroccan steam bath and massage.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You can take a day trip out into the Atlas Mountains. You can go on a camel ride because you're so close by. The hot air ballooning stuff.
Yeah. That's right, yeah, the hot air ballooning. Like,
mm-hmm. It is. The world's your oyster. I really would encourage people to have a think about it. Have a look on the website. Explore the pricing. Have a look at the hotels. Have a think about how different this is. You know, and we are all going back to the same destinations a lot of the time. And sometimes we need to break the mold a little bit and try something different. And I think Morocco is very much that. It is something different. You are not going to be disappointed. You're not going to be disappointed in the hotels, in what you can see and do, in the shopping, in the food, and in the value for money.
Yeah. Did you ever do the hot air balloon?
No. Last time I was there, I was sightseeing. But the time before that, I was working. I was contracting hotel accommodation, so I didn't get to do it. But it is something I would do myself if I went back.
Oh, it looks amazing. Yeah. It looks brilliant. Maybe be a little bit scared, but I'd still want to do it.
Oh, no. Yeah. I have to do it.
And about the shopping, you mentioned the souk, so that would be just the different markets that people could go to. What other shopping facilities do they have?
Now, they would obviously have high-end shops in Marrakesh. Like, it is a city, and you would have designer shops. But if you want that traditional, you can get designer shops everywhere.
Yeah.
If you wanted to go in, the main square, the souks, is where I would go.
I was doing a bit of research, and the tip for the souks is always haggle. It's part of the experience.
Oh, it is.
You haggle, absolutely, which is great. And the souks are like small, little, tiny, tiny little streets.
Okay.
And they're all leading off one another, so you could have about 50 of them off one another going. And you have the leather, you have the spices, but do you know bikes go up and down at all, right? So it would take you hours to go in the souks to go around.
Wow. And it's everyone's all individual kind of product that they'd be bringing? And
oh, yeah. Well, mostly their own, the local. The fabric is local. The jewellery is local. The ceramic pottery is all local. And then obviously the spices, and especially the leather. The leather is one of the main things over there.
Yeah, like everybody has their own stall.
Okay.
You know, and they're all individual traders. And the banter with, you know, I know some people don't like haggling, but like in a souk, there is no fixed price. Like if you give them the price that they ask for, you've kind of just given your money away.
Yeah.
Because they are asking probably two or three times what they're willing to accept because this is part of their tradition.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what they're looking for. And that, I think, is, again, speaking to the difference about, you know, a souk. Like you'd have to travel to Istanbul to find something similar or to Dubai to find something similar. And let's face it, if you're going to do Istanbul, you're not going to stay 7 nights. And it's going to be quite the city experience, where Marrakesh has that perfect balance. You have your nice hotels, your nice facilities, all of that kind of space to relax. And on your doorstep, you have one of the most interesting cities on the doorsteps of Europe, in the foothills, or sitting in the Atlas Mountains. Spectacular scenery, gorgeous climate. You know, great weather, as we're saying, you know, 19, 20 degrees, December, January being the coldest, heading up into the low 20s in February, March. And by May, you're heading towards high 20s, 30 degrees. So summertime, you need the sunscreen. It's going to be hot. It's, you know, it's North Africa. But that's why I think wintertime, it is the perfect destination. And as I said, the value at the moment, because we have more competition on that route, both Aer Lingus and Ryanair competing head to head, that's forcing the prices down. And it's not only an adult kind of couples destination. It is ideal for families to have a think about it because, like, let's face it, in terms of travel, it is so educational.
Yeah.
And so different for kids to see something so unusual to what they're used to seeing.
Yeah.
And so different to what they're seeing. There's no city close by that is anything like this. And Agadir, which is on the coast of Morocco, doesn't have the same traditional Moroccan vibe, whereas Marrakesh does. Marrakesh is just, you know, totally unique. Hats off. I would be encouraging everybody this winter to really have a think about it and get on a flight and get over there.
Especially at those great prices that you called out.
And the food. Let's forget the food. Yeah. You have that Moroccan influence. You have the French influence. You have such a choice. And the value for money, like the price of eating out and drinking out for nothing, like great tagines, as Trish was saying.
Absolutely.
Couscous. Oh.
And Paul, as you said, it's a lot of French food, French cuisine. Oh, very much so on it.
Yeah.
And maybe just to finish off, what about the nightlife in Marrakesh? Would there be much?
Yes, like there's plenty around the square, like there's plenty of bars and cafes.
And very European bars and cafes. It's a vibrant city, and it's some fantastic bars and nightclubs in it, if that's what you want to go for as well.
Yeah.
They are all there.
Great. Yeah, so something for everybody.
Absolutely. You're really going to have a lovely, different holiday by thinking about Marrakesh. So
I feel like I say it at every podcast, but it feels like I need to go to Marrakesh
you
now as well.
You do need to go to Marrakesh, Jill. That needs to go on the link. You get on to click and go, and then you're away.
Brilliant. Okay.
And there's no dress code in Morocco.
Okay.
Yeah. But you have to bear in mind, be a bit respectful. It is a Muslim country.
Yeah.
That's a good tip.
When you're going into any of the mosques, again, it's for the local culture, for the local traditions and religion to address accordingly and dress appropriately.
Great. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Trish. That was great.
Pleasure.
And thank you for all your knowledge as well, Paul.
Not at all.
And if you'd like to follow us on our social media channels, we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and Twitter. And if you have any suggestions and anything you'd like to hear, please email us at podcast@clickandgo.com and we'll be sure to cover your topic. Thanks very much for listening, and thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Trish.